Welcome back in Friday Huddle, ESPN Upstate, with Greg McKinney, J.C. Sherbert, and Lonzo. You can get on board with us by calling 844-477-3776, text line 71307, driven by Carolina Coaches RV Superstore. Use the keyword ESPN, Twitter, at ESPN Upstate. Our Twitter poll, is Will Smith a better rapper or actor? We already have, well, let me look at this.
I went with actor.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I didn't vote in it, but I would agree with that. We already have 64 votes in like 15 minutes on our huddle poll.
It's an important question.
And people feel strongly about this, and I'm sure all those people cannot believe that you didn't know what that was.
92% say actor. 8% going for his rapping ability. Even though Lonzo played some of his excellent rap stylings for you on this very show.
He's an outstanding rapper. Shut up. Yeah, so I have my computer on mute, but some of these websites have found a way to like play their video even if I have it muted.
See,
it's like they work around the mute.
Here's the move you should make is just be quiet and turn it off, and then everyone thinks I did it.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my phone.
Yeah, it's,
but I like to own up to my mistakes.
I
want people to go,
it.
Boy, Lonzo's sleeping on the job today. You know, you got people out there listening that may just be all of a sudden like, hey, Lonzo, you know, man, he's sleeping on the job.
He's responsible for every sound that comes out of the show, so he's responsible.
Well, I will claim
that. Very broad shoulders, I can take it.
Mm-hmm. If I do something that I need to claim in public, I'm going to do it.
Own it.
I'm owning it.
NBA news. The Boston Celtics are trading guard Avery Bradley. We warned you yesterday this is probably going to happen, that Bradley was on the way out. They're trading Avery Bradley and a second-round pick to the Pistons for forward Marcus Morris. Bradley deal creates the salary cap space needed to sign Gordon Hayward to a four-year, $128 million max contract. The Lakers and the Clippers were also aggressive suitors for Bradley in the past 24 hours. But as we have said on this show before, everybody can't go to the Lakers. So Bradley will move to the Pistons. Bradley's in the final year of his contract and was unsure whether he fit long-term financially into the structure in Boston. Detroit could be aggressive in a new deal with him, something Bradley has been interested in, according to league sources. So there's that move. Yeah. And then we have the Atlanta Hawks. Last one out, turn out the light.
Yeah.
With the Atlanta Hawks.
Please.
Restricted Hawks free agent Tim Hardaway Jr. has signed a four-year, $71 million offer sheet with the New York Knicks. Tim Hardaway Jr. is getting $71 million, according to ESPN.
This might be a good time to become an Atlanta Hawks fan because you're getting in on the ground floor with a bunch of new people. Mm-hmm. You can't be accused of being a bandwagon fan or anything.
Blow it up and rebuild the Omni.
Who's still on the Hawks?
Nobody's left.
Dominique Wilkins. No, never mind.
No, he's not there anymore. The Hawks could match the offer sheet, but Wojo, Adrian Wojnarowski, who is the new star of ESPN, who is on TV every 10 minutes now that he started with ESPN, Woj says he does not expect that the Hawks will try to match this offer.
The Knicks drafted him first, and then they traded him to Atlanta for Jerry and Grant on draft night, and then they moved Jerry and Grant to Chicago in a deal for Derrick Rose. So the way it all, they could have just kept Tim Hardaway, right? They're still doing their general manager search. David Griffin, the former Cavs GM, is going to continue to be a candidate for this. Mm-hmm. I would be surprised if Atlanta expected an offer sheet. They didn't expect $71 million. It'll be interesting to see their reaction.
They have 2 days to match the offer. It contains a 15% trade kicker and a player option in the fourth year. Hardaway is 6'6". He had a good year last year for Atlanta, 14.5 points a game, and only played 28 minutes a game. And he did particularly well after Korver left, when Kyle Korver went to Cleveland midway through the season. The final 6 weeks of the regular season, Hardaway averaged 18 points in 32 minutes a game. And he hit 38% of his three-point attempts. New York, under Phil Jackson at the time, traded Hardaway on draft night 2015 in exchange to the rights to Jerry and Grant. And at times, Hardaway was good offensively but struggled on defense in New York. He's become a more well-rounded player with the Hawks. Initially, they sent him to the D-League. Guy that was in the D-League not very long ago, now making $71 million.
Remember Tim Hardaway Sr.?
Yep.
You know where he played college football or college basketball?
Hmm. Where?
UTEP.
He's probably in the UTEP Hall of Fame, I would imagine.
Yes. Used to be Texas Western.
Yeah.
But became UTEP.
$71 million for Tim Hardaway Jr. $71 million for Tim Hardaway Jr. That's what I'm saying.
So don't care.
Everybody gets paid. They're just,
I mean, it's like it's Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey
you
is
get
the
$71
new,
million. Dollars.
You get 70. $71 million. Yeah, exactly. It's insane.
It's just crazy.
It's America.
It's
people.
Crazy.
Come on.
It's just so crazy.
I'm glad they're getting paid as much as they can.
Kelly Olynyk is getting $50 million.
It is America.
He's a punk, and he's getting $50 million.
So everybody else isn't getting paid. I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of places where you used to get paid a lot.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in the music industry, like, if you're a rock star now, like a legit rock star, you have to tour most of the year to make money.
Right.
Because nobody's buying a record. You can't just have a platinum record and live off of it for the rest of your life. Why do you think Guns N' Roses got back together? Because they needed the money, and they're making bank now. They've made $125 million on this tour. But Appetite for Destruction is not paying them that much anymore because of iTunes and downloads and everything else.
Right.
It's crazy.
So that's the
But the NBA, I guess that money kind of now is with the NBA. Well, and do you think the salaries are going to go down if ESPN can't continue to pay the rights that they've paid? I mean, that's an interesting question because we've got cord cutting and we've got people talking about the – and they paid – ESPN paid a premium for the NBA. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a while before they get another big hit like that. I mean, they're locked in now, but – everybody's going to get paid for a while. I don't think anytime soon you're going to see salaries go down.
Do you think salaries eventually will go down in basketball?
Yeah, I think they'll peak at some point.
Peak.
I think they will. Rudy Gay, the forward, he'll get $17.2 million for 2 years with the San Antonio Spurs. He had talked to Oklahoma City and Utah. The market tightened on him because he had an Achilles injury that ended his season. He's hurt. Don't know if he's going to be any good anymore. $17 million for Rudy Gay.
17.
That's a low number, though.
Pays
relatively
to be a
speaking. Player. But I mean, he's been around a while. He's been in the league 11 years.
If I had a kid, that's the sport I would encourage him to. Of course, there's not as many roster spots, not as many jobs in basketball as there is baseball or football because they have larger rosters.
Rudy Gay is about to turn 31. I mean, how much has he got left?
That's a good deal.
He's got a good deal. Yeah. He's been rehabbing the Achilles tear. Should be able to return sometime in the fall. He opted out of a $14 million deal, final year of his contract with the Kings. Just felt like he was ready to move on. And he got $17 million with the Spurs. That's good, though. I mean, look, Spurs, he's with a team that can win. So,
you think he's going to make a difference for them?
No. Do you?
Will they perform better than LaMarcus
Rudy Gay.
Aldridge?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's just – it's amazing the money. That's 17.2 for 2 years. Yeah. $8 million a year.
Mm. Also getting $8 million, the 74-year-old Vince Carter. Okay, I'm exaggerating.
Yes. Yeah, I was about to say. I didn't blink a little bit. I was like, oh, wait a minute. He's four. What? You made it funny. That is funny, though.
He's 40.
He's
40. Vince Carter's
been
around
I got a notification today. It's like Vince Carter signs with a new team. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he's still around.
Doesn't he seem like he should be older than 40?
Yeah.
It just seems like he's been there forever.
Yeah.
He was old 5 years ago. He just can't let it go.
He's signing with the Kings, Sacramento, for $8 million. He's the oldest player in the NBA.
You wouldn't let it go either if someone's willing to pay you $8 million.
$8 million. I want to play. I'm in. So, he joins a Sacramento free agency class that includes Zach Randolph from the Grizzlies and George Hill. This will be Vince Carter's 20th NBA season. How about that? More power to him, man. I mean, if you can go 20 years in the NBA, you've got something going for you. Longevity.
Taking care of himself. I
mean, yeah.
He's somewhat not bad. I mean, he's not terrible either, you know.
Still, have you looked at him lately? I don't know. I'm just saying I haven't watched him play lately.
Yeah, he's not terrible.
Yeah.
He's still better than some of these cats that are getting
million.
A lot of cash.
Yeah. And then one more note from the NBA. The Pistons are renouncing the rights to restricted free agent guard Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He'll be the number one unrestricted free agent. They've been reluctant to meet his $25 million-plus asking price. And now that they have Avery Bradley, that will allow Detroit to let him leave. The Nets may be an aggressive pursuer of Caldwell-Pope. Pair him up with D'Angelo Russell. Man, the Nets are about to come on with that combination, right? The Lakers may have some interest, too, because they have interest in everybody. Atlanta could create the cap space to pursue Paul Caldwell-Pope, too. So maybe there's your new Atlanta Hawk. He played at Georgia, and he's a Georgia native.
Yeah. I just don't – I don't know that the Atlanta Hawks are going to – I mean, man, I –
Who's the starting five for the Hawks next year?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
They're all gone.
I don't know.
It's like a ghost town. What are they doing?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they're doing. What are the Atlanta Hawks doing? I don't know.
Yep. Going to need a brand new scorecard, a new list of players for the Atlanta Hawks.
I mean, they're not trying to win, obviously.
I guess not. Not now. Maybe they're playing the long game here. They have a plan.
Have they ever, though? I mean, look. When have the Hawks been good? Well, they were good a long time ago when they had Dominique Wilkins, and they had a good. I can even name some of the lesser players. Like, I'm gonna throw out some John Konkak, some Cliff Levingston, some Antoine Carr, some John Battle, Doc Rivers on that team. Those were good teams. The glory years. They couldn't get past the Celtics, and then later the Pistons. Mm-hmm. Well, then one year they're leading the Eastern Conference, and they trade away Dominique Wilkins to the Clippers, the hometown hero for Danny Manning. And then Danny Manning leaves the next year. And then they're in the abyss for years. And then they come back, and they had a couple good years here and there. And then Bulldozer, or whatever his name is. What's the coach's name? Buldenhoser? Bulldozer?
Budenhoser.
Whatever his name is.
Bulldozer.
Well, he has a plan. It's kind of like this. He came from the Spurs, you know, so it's like, we're not going to have any stars. We're just going to have a good team, blah, blah. So, boom, there you go. They, you know, they at least got to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then they slip back this year, and then they fire him, and or they demote him from GM. So the philosophy's gone. Now they're taking away all his players, so they'll fire him as coach pretty soon.
Yeah, their little stretch was late 80s, 85 to 89.
Yes, which is when I was kind of young and cared about the NBA.
They won 50 games a year then. Well, 50 I mean, plus games a year.
And one of the most historic games ever was the Game 7 in the Eastern Conference semis, Celtics versus Hawks. Bird, I think Wilkins scored 57, Bird scored 41. It was 118 to 116. It was one of the best pro basketball games I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Well, but this is a franchise that traded away Dominique Wilkins.
Yep.
Yep. And now they've gotten rid of everybody else. You know, I don't get it.
He has a statue down there.
Yeah, he's back. He's around town. Yep. You know, he's neat.
They put a statue up in front of Phillips Arena.
The human highlight. Well, he's probably the best player in franchise history in the Atlanta era. Now, when they were in St. Louis, Bob Cousy played for him. Bob Cousy. I don't know. Who's Bob Cousy? Shut up, JC. Quit talking about the NBA like you know what you're talking about.
He's not Bob Cousy, that's for sure.
I don't know. Here, St. Louis Hawks, great players. I'm going to great players.
Bob Cousy's still alive, by the way. He's like 90.
St. Louis Hawks. Don't know.
Okay, thanks for the update.
No, just don't. I don't know what I was talking about. I don't know how I came up with Bob Cousy.
Bob Cousy.
I'm going to shut up now.
844-GSP-ESPN. You ready to do some hot takes?
Yeah, man, I got to go splash some cold water on my face.
Throw a little water on your face, come back.
After the embarrassment that was that segment.
Hot takes and sausage coming up here. Friday, wide open huddle on ESPN Upstate. We'll be right back. Huddle poll update. Will Smith is a better rapper or a better actor? We brought this up because Carolina Panthers Twitter account tweeted for 3 days. It takes some thought, you know, to come up with the first word of 3 days worth of tweets to spell out the lyrics of the Fresh Prince song, theme song. And they did that. So there's not a lot of respect for Will's rapping ability here. 93% say Will's a better actor than rapper.
Yeah, not surprised. I agree with the masses on that one.
Yeah, can't argue with that. We're getting lots of retweets on it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's going to trend. Maybe. Today.
What if Will Smith retweeted it?
That would be awesome.
I bet he has, what, a billion followers?
You think he's offended?
He's probably the most famous person I've ever met, and I didn't get a picture with him because I was in my official capacity on my job. Mm. But I met him at a high school football game. Him, Wayne Gretzky, and Joe Montana were all there. Gretzky
at the same game?
Yeah, all their kids played high school football together for Oaks Christian. It was in Seattle. It was a road game. Mm-hmm. They were there, and only Will Smith out of those three had an entourage with him. So I just kind of slipped through and shook his hand. But he's probably I guess Donald Trump will be the most famous person I've ever met.
Yeah, wait. Right outside the door of the studio.
How did you slip through an entourage?
Because I was with ESPN.com at the time. I was covering his kid. Right.
Okay.
I was like, your son's a very good football player. He's like, thanks, man.
Good conversation.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I mean, when I met Snoop Dogg, it was like they introduced me as J.C. Sherbert from 24/7 Sports. Then we were going to do the Army Bowl. The Army Bowl guys introduced me. And he's like, well, man, we better get all up on your radar. And I was like, yes, your son's an excellent player. And he's like, man, what do you think about my quarterback? I was like, well, gosh, he's one of the – it was Josh Rosen that plays for UCLA. Now, that was his quarterback. What do you think about my – oh, Snoop had a loaded 7-on-7 team.
Yeah.
What do you think about my quarterback? And I was like, well, he's 6'4", he's 220 pounds. I mean, I went full, like, sports
geek
out with him. And then I, like, scrunched my face. I mean, it looks like I got, like, a triple chin in that picture because I was in the sun in Las Vegas. And Snoop just, I mean, it's an awesome.
See, if you played it cool, you could have been hanging with Snoop.
Then I texted it to everybody in my life, from like my grandmother to my boss to my girlfriend to my ex-girlfriends, of course.
Does your grandma know who Snoop Dogg is?
No.
Okay. I was just curious.
No, she doesn't. But I was still proud of it. She was still proud of me.
Time for Hot Takes and Sausage, Friday edition now in the huddle.
The Braves are horrible and likely will lose 100-plus games this season. They should fire everyone and start over. I know they won last night, but it wasn't like they were any good doing it. Awful.
What? Braves have been better than advertised.
He's using reverse psychology.
I told you what I was going to do, Craig.
He's mentioned this yesterday. Did you listen to the show?
I projected this on the show yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
All right, so go Braves. I'll say it again. Florida and LSU, they got this whole thing going on where Florida scheduled LSU as their homecoming. Yep. Mark my words. These two don't want to play each other as permanent opponents. They've been fighting it and fighting it and fighting it. Mark my words, they're gonna come up with this solution. They're very shrewd, and they're gonna come up and say, you know, we just can't get along. We just can't play them anymore. Just punish us by taking this game away. And it's gonna be reverse psychology, and Greg Sankey's gonna do it. And I'm telling you, South Carolina fans, you're gonna end up with LSU instead of Texas A&M as your permanent opponent.
I don't know if you want that.
Because Florida's gonna go play A&M and LSU wants to play South Carolina. I got that on good. Hopefully it doesn't happen. But I've watched stuff like this happen in the SEC over the years. This is very shrewd what both athletic departments are doing. Got a tweet I retweeted earlier, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who looks mighty fine sunbathing. Like a sack of potatoes. But not as bad as he used to be. Not as bad. Did you ever see where he's in the baseball uniform, the fire department in New York baseball uniform?
No.
With the stretch pants? That was back when Chris, that's before he had the weight loss deal. And, that was worse than the sunbathing picture. But anyway, Mike Francesco on The Fan, which is probably the most famous sports talk radio station, I would think, in the country, besides this one. And you know, Francesca's leaving, so Chris Christie gets a week-long audition to host it, and I'm all for it because I love the guy. He would have gotten my vote for president had he gotten out of the primaries. I just think he's a guy that tells it like it is, no nonsense, common sense kind of guy, and he loves sports.
And he'll shut your bridge down in a heartbeat.
That's true too. He will shut your bridge
beach.
Down and your beach. Mm-hmm. You son of a beach, you don't shut down my beach.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sausage. So you ever had like weird mixed up dreams where like things in your life are like take place of other things and you see stories or whatever? Like I had a dream the other night that Metallica made the NCAA tournament for the first time in 15 years. Like, I was watching the selection show, and you know how they say, and, Stony Brooks making their first, so they're like, and Metallica, and James Hetfield's out there playing, and they were a 9 seed. You know, how about Liam Neeson hired as the new coach of the Boston Celtics? How about South Carolina, Gamecock score a touchdown, band plays zippity-doo-dah. Crazy stuff like that.
You dream this stuff.
I do this stuff all the time.
It was Lars the point guard? I'm just curious.
I don't know. They're actually playing guitars, but it was the selection show, and they're like, Metallica. Make it the tournament for the first time in 14 years, Metallica. I mean, Metallica is a 9 seed in the West region, Salt Lake City. Jim Nance, Metallica.
Did Jim Nance get up there and bang his head while he was?
No, Lonzo, okay. It was the most serious thing. I mean, it's not like funny. It's serious. It's like, because I'm sitting there watching the selection show, oh, good, Metallica made it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wake up, I'm like, that was some weird. Weird.
It's about
stuff.
Time. They've been shut out too long.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's nuts. It's
no like, longer a bubble team. Metallica is in.
And it's always things I like, you know. It's like, you know, you have every now and then an ex-girlfriend will sneak in as like the cop that pulls me over. So, but that's a different type of dream. That's a different type of dream.
Don't make me have to push the button.
Yeah, but that's, I literally the other night dreamed Metallica made the NCAA tournament for the first time in 14 years.
Good stuff.
Weird.
Yeah, that is weird. 844-GSP-ESPN here in the huddle. Jimmy is up next. Hey, Jimmy, welcome in.
Oh, guys, the Atlanta Braves, man. I was looking at their website this morning, and they are saying that they're shopping Julio Teheran to the Astros, and we need a great starting pitcher if we're going to make the postseason.
Yeah, you need more than that to make the postseason, man.
So why would they shop Julio Teheran?
Yeah, I don't know, man. The Braves
don't want to make the postseason.
I mean, they got tons of pitching, young pitching down in the system, but I don't know why you do that. I wouldn't do that. I'd keep Julio.
Honey mustard.
Thank you, man.
Sorry.
Get your honey mustard. Appreciate the call.
See, there we go.
He's at the drive-thru.
I'm going to have a dream tonight that the Braves have traded Julio Teheran
for honey mustard. Yeah.
And six delicious chicken nuggets.
Yeah, thanks to Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
The Braves are back to 2 games under 500 now after the win yesterday over the Nats. They're only 8.5 back.
They're terrible.
The Braves
ain't going to make it.
They're not going to make it.
Going to lose 100.
Not going to lose 100. They haven't even lost 45 yet. They're 41-43.
He's counter jinxing.
I know.
That's what he's doing.
Yep.
He's going to mess it up.
Because I'm messing it up by.
Yeah, you're messing it up.
Applying logic to his plan here, his system here.
There's no logic in psychology,
there's no logic in baseball.
I'm going to have a dream tonight. I'm going to go see Ken Obergfell in concert. Ken Obergfell and his band featuring Glenn Hubbard on bass guitar. We can go all kinds of directions with this.
We can get a psychologist in here to analyze your dreams.
Finally, references. I don't have a clue who those people are.
So they're Braves.
1980s Braves players. They were not like they kind of looked like a cast of one of those reality shows like the Pickers or the Pawn Shop people.
Hubbard had a great beard, man.
I mean, Hubbard, Obergfell, Rick Mailer was, and Zane Smith. I mean, they weren't cover boys back then.
No.
The Braves were probably the ugliest team in baseball.
Yeah, maybe so.
Ken Obergfell and his band.
Back in a moment in the huddle if you want to get in, 844-GSP-ESPN. Complete with honey mustard. It's the huddle on ESPN Upstate. If I had time, I would begin a collection of the different ways that radio and TV anchors pronounce the name Wojnarowski. That last guy on the SportsCenter update said something like Wojnarowski. It's not Nowski, it's Rowski. I know that much. They're going to just call him Woj.
Are you absolutely positive?
Well, I'm looking at the spelling. Wojnar, Wojnarowski.
If you were looking at Krzyzewski, would you think it's, I mean, it's just.
That's right, but I believe his name is pronounced the way it's spelled. That's my story until somebody proves me.
Every single
wrong.
Person on ESPN has to say his name. You think they would have sent around a pronunciation guide.
Yeah, there should have been a little memo. Practice this because he's coming here. It's been in the works forever that he's coming to ESPN. Now he's on SportsCenter like 24/7.
He breaks a ton of
he's good.
NBA news.
They're taking all the salaries of those people they laid off and paying him, I think.
Well, I'm just glad that they got a newsbreaker. I mean, they're paying so much for the NBA. I mean, because they got rid of their newsbreakers for college football.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's awesome.
And college basketball. I mean, you get rid of Brett McMurphy and Andy Katz, that takes away your breaking news potential for college football and basketball. Mm-hmm. So,
Wojnarowski.
Wojnarowski.
Off the text line at 71307, driven by Carolina Coaches RV Superstore. JC, what is going on with, help me out, Keyshawn Nixon?
Keyshawn
Nixon. Why isn't he on campus? Is he even going to get in?
To be determined. The word I continue to get. So he has one class, but he's had one class since the spring. You know, Carolina hadn't signed a lot of guys out of Arizona Western. And in my experience, when USC goes to a new JUCO, sometimes it takes a little while to kind of, I don't know, for them to get on the same page with admissions sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to blame anybody here, but it's just sometimes that happens.
Is he important?
Yeah, I mean, he's a really good player and could contribute in the secondary, adds depth, kind of a missing piece, could play safety, could play corner, could be a return man. He's from Compton, California. Gamecocks hadn't signed a player out of Compton, California, and since I can remember. But he's a really good player. And a lot of teams wanted him down the stretch, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi State. So that shows you he's pretty good. You know, as long as he can get in before preseason practice starts, I'll feel good about him helping this year. But if he doesn't, you know, heck, he may just go try to play someplace he can get in.
That's like 3 weeks, right?
That's the risk you run sometimes with JUCOs. I mean, it's just sometimes you just can't get them in. And that's happened. It happened last year to a big offensive lineman out of Georgia Military. Now, that guy last year was one of those guys where you go, yeah, they're going to be all right without him. But Nixon certainly losing him would be a big blow because a lot of people were anticipating he would step in and make an impact right away.
All right. Deion Sanders would like to see the Denver Broncos trade for Phillip Rivers on NFL Network.
I'm not upset about it.
I mean, no, that would be – listen.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
If they could get him without giving up too much – Sanders says Denver would be guaranteed to win the Super Bowl if they got Phillip Rivers.
Now, that's a little extreme. Let's not get out of control, Neon Deion.
Yeah, he said, send him to the Broncos, get ready to get your ring sized.
Would they trade in their own division? And that's never going to happen.
Who would the Chargers? You could trade Swag Kelly to the Chargers.
For Phillip Rivers?
For Phillip Rivers, straight up.
Straight up, yep, straight up.
Yeah. Rivers is 35 years old, so he's getting a little age on him. But he's probably got a couple, 3 years, right? Maybe.
Well, and he's a guy. Well, I don't know. You know, that it's an intriguing idea because they did have success with Peyton Manning, bringing him in kind of in the twilight of his career. The Broncos are always really solid. You know, to me, Phillip Rivers has always been pretty good, never been a Super Bowl guy. But he's always played for the Chargers his entire career. So, I mean, you know, maybe things would be different, maybe not. But,
I mean, you get him with that defense, you know, he wouldn't have to score a ton of points with that defense.
I tell you what, if I were the Broncos, I'd call up the Colts and be like, hey, man, I'll give you half our draft for Andrew Luck.
Really?
We were talking yesterday, what's Andrew Luck done? Well, he hadn't had a good supporting cast. What could he do in a place like Denver? There's just not a lot of good quarterbacks out there.
I'm refraining from talking because I can't stand Denver, and I don't like anything that would improve Denver.
Well,
I'm not going to put my biases aside.
And look, to my larger points I've always made on this subject, the fact that Deion Sanders is saying if the Broncos trade for Phillip Rivers, they're going to the Super Bowl.
You're going to win it.
Shows you how terrible quarterback play is in the NFL top to bottom.
Well, that's right.
No, if they trade for Phillip Rivers. Oh, Phillip Rivers. Oh, wow.
What's what they're missing? I know Phillip Rivers is not one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. But
yeah, but the fact you can't find anybody that's at least approaching his talent level, you got to trade for him?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I'd go to Andrew Luck. He's younger. If you're going to trade for a quarterback,
they have to give the world away for Andrew Luck.
Trade my whole draft next year. Pull a Mike Ditka for Ricky Williams. God, that was bad.
Yeah.
And then Ricky Williams turned out to be just a gigantic pothead. I mean, think about if you're Mike Ditka. You give away your whole draft for this guy. You have no red flags. Like, I love him. He's great. He's tough. And the guy's like, well, I just want to retire from football and go smoke weed in Africa for 2 years. Wow.
Well, look, if you're if you got Trevor Siemian and Swag Kelly,
that's
you know,
bad. That's so bad.
You know?
That's so bad. This is the Denver Broncos.
Right.
The GM of the Denver Broncos is one John Elway.
Paxton Lynch.
And Paxton Lynch. Oh, God. That just it's the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. They need a quarterback.
Go get one. I would try. Chase Glory now.
Yeah, look. I mean, that great defense is getting older, and yeah, it's kind of now's the time,
if
right?
If you traded away your entire draft to the Colts for next year for Andrew Luck, because that's probably what it would take, you know, and you win another Super Bowl, you know, I think you could skip the draft next year because then you're still the Broncos and you're still going to be – I mean, that franchise has been pretty doggone good for a long time. You're still going to be able to go attract talent, sign free agents, maybe make a deal for a pick or two. Why not?
I think they need to make a move. I do. I mean, unless you believe in Paxton Lynch, that's the young guy. Or Chad Kelly. Or Swag.
Sounds like a Phil Collins song, I Believe in Paxton Lynch. Maybe I'm mixing up things like I do in my dreams now.
Yeah, I don't remember that too.
All right. So, no, Brian Greasy was the quarterback for a while. You know, Plummer, Jake Plummer did all right there, you know. They're always pretty doggone good. You know, I just go do it.
Do it. They need to make the move. They need to get somebody in there now, I think.
Do it.
I don't think Deion's wrong about this.
I don't think so either.
He's not wrong, but they're not going to trade Phillip Rivers.
Well, who do the Los Angeles Chargers have behind him?
Well, they're very happy with their mediocre-ness, so why would they trade him away?
They're happy with it?
Oh, yeah. That's all they are, medium ever.
They're happy with their mediocre.
They enjoy the mediocre.
All right, so they have Phillip Rivers, Kellen Clemens, Eli Jenkins, and Mike Bercovici from Arizona State. It was horrible.
Wow. So what do you do when you trade Phillip Rivers? Who's your quarterback?
Time for, it's Bercovici time. He's an L.A. kid. I remember him as a recruit. I was shocked. He got a scholarship offer to Arizona State.
I'm glad you're here. I have no idea who this guy is.
Bercovici, but Bercovici's claim to fame. They're playing USC in the Coliseum late one night. I was up watching it, living in Nashville, ordered pizza, and just watched football, like one of those all-day football things. And Arizona State was down by about 15 points or so, and they started coming back. And then finally they get the ball back down like 5 with 3 seconds to go. Bercovici's in. And he was the backup. Their starter had gotten hurt. And he drops back and chunks one about 70 yards. And Arizona State's big freak receiver jumps up and catches it for a touchdown, and they win. And so the next year when he took over as the starter, everybody's like, oh, they're not going to miss a beat. Because Bercovici's there, and he was terrible. But he's on the roster for the L.A.
Chargers.
I mean, they signed him June 10th of 2017. Let's start the Bercovici era. I mean, they're playing in a soccer stadium next year.
No.
For God's sake.
No. It's a wasted year anyway.
25,000 fans. Trade Phillip Rivers away for half the Broncos. Or
well, they're
going to
waste the end of Phillip Rivers' career anyway if they don't.
It's going to be terrible.
So
let the guy. Phillip Rivers has paid his dues. Let him go and play for a contender.
For somebody, yeah.
Although as a division rival, I think the price goes up quite a bit.
Yeah, probably so.
A lot of Broncos fans have been googling this. I can see it's coming up on Google. Phillip Rivers Broncos.
Yeah, as a Deion. Alex Wood has been named to the All-Star game. We heard from him yesterday on the show. Talked about how he's 10-0 with an earned run average of below 2. So he gets the slot, basically, that Clayton Kershaw had from the Dodgers. Kershaw, because he's pitching too close to the All-Star game, will not be taking part. So Alex Wood gets in, former Brave, so good for him. 844-GSP-ESPN. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up Hour 2 of the Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Couple notes before we get out of here for hour number 2 here in the Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Jahron Blossom game, former Clemson standout, is going to be joining the Austin Spurs and San Antonio's G League team, former D League team. Now it's G League. Don't ask.
The G League, like, are they saying that, like, this is
two letters worse
so
than
the E League?
The E League and F League.
Yeah, these are guys that are a bunch of G's.
G League, yeah. Same type of deal as what happened with a couple other guys for the Spurs. They will do this. He was the 59th overall pick in the draft, next to last. 29th pick of the second round by the Spurs. Finished his four-year career at Clemson with 87 double-figure games and 32 games with at least 20 points. So that's the deal with Blossom Game. If he can make his way up to the Spurs, that'd be an awesome team to be a part of, but we'll see. He's at the G League right now.
The G League?
G League, yeah.
Yeah. Is the G League like playing rec centers and stuff like that?
Well, I don't think that. We had a D League team here that played at the big arena in Greenville for about a year.
Right, but you dropped down a couple letters. I think you got you play rec at the leagues. Y. Yeah.
Matt Kenseth needs a ride. He does not expect to return to Joe Gibbs Racing next season. He won the Cup in 2003, but that was a long time ago. He has 38 career Cup race victories. He's 45 years old. He's not going into any details, but this morning he says he does not have a ride for 2018. He's winless this year. He's 11th in the Cup standings. He says, don't think I have the option to race for JGR next year, unfortunately. It's expected that Joe Gibbs Racing will replace Kenseth with Eric Jones, who they allowed to sign a one-year Cup contract with Furniture Row Racing, an affiliate, for 2017. Jones is 17th in the Cup standings, and he said, I'm just driving. I don't know where I'm going to be yet. They haven't let me know. Kenseth could replace Jones down at the Furniture Row Racing Series. His name's also been mentioned as a possible driver to replace Dale Jr. at Hendrick Motorsports. Hendrick team owner Rick Hendrick said Saturday he has no timetable on making a decision, was not feeling any pressure to name a replacement. A full-time Cup driver since 2000, Kenseth left Roush Fenway Racing for Joe Gibbs Racing, about 4 years ago, 2013. Finished second in the standings his first year at Joe Gibbs Racing, has 14 wins for the organization. He says, not really worried about it, but as of now, I do not have a job for next year. I hope to be racing. I think I have some wins left in me. But he's had 34 straight races where he has not won. Three top fives, six top tens in 17 races this year. He says, this year has not been up to my standards. Not a good year at all. So we'll see. Kenseth, I don't know. Could he be done or will he get another ride? Wait to see on that. That's pretty big news on the NASCAR front right there from Matt Kenseth. We want to get into some football stuff in the next hour. We're going to preview the AFC South. We kind of talked about it a little bit earlier with Andrew Luck at Indy and what's happening with the Tennessee Titans and Houston and Jacksonville. Jacksonville is probably the one you would leave out of the mix, but the other three teams, any one of them could win the AFC South. We'll preview that coming up. Got a little news on Mitchell Trubisky coming up. And, JC, you have a little story on intriguing quarterback battles.
Yes.
That we'll get into.
A writer. Yeah.
All right. We will take a look at that.
Clemson's one of them. Yep. Clemson's one of them. And then there's one that I don't understand why it's even being mentioned, but I guess sometimes if you got to get to 10, you got to get to 10.
That would probably explain it.
Yeah.
So we'll dive into that in the final hour. If you want to jump in, the text line 71307, use the keyword ESPN, or you can call us at 844-477-3776 or get us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. As we wind down this week, this holiday week here in the huddle on ESPN Upstate. Back for the final hour in just a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.